Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to talk about the seven blood offerings that took place when our sin offering, Jesus Christ, was offered for us.
And it's a person, a casa, a fa mojano, moja, a who runs summa, on your coupon, Emma, Christo, Bayer, Bonnet, Edemaya, or you know, or then about for Emma, and one sin.
It is common knowledge that Jesus died in our place to save us from our sins.
Now, you know, him say, yes, we'll be see, and then we would demay, and my yenya bonifacha.
But I'm going to speak a wisdom of God which Satan did not know when Jesus Christ died. But now it is revealed to the church.
Hallelujah.
So that we can take advantage of it.
Now, me person me no wuche hun mubi ano brun summoning of emra ye cool Christo no. Then no nyamia mana bede dia ma inti ane me person me no wuche.
We said last week that God is restoring the revelation of the cross to the body of Christ.
Na wuche che mo ni ye hun se wonyame adie di sama ewo sa asenyo no hun ede mana sorry ma.
The cross can only be revealed unto you. It is not by reading about what the cross is, but when you encounter a spiritual revelation, that thing sits deep inside of you and regulates your life. And that is what I want to advise all of us. Don't say that, well, Pastor, these things we hear about it. But I want you to ask God that he will reveal the arm of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Jesus and his sacrifice unto you.
Now, ube tumi akenkanya fa asenyo anasem no ho de. Na mama die sema wasenyo no ho de wose wonyame susuku kwe ichirawo. Na so yichirawo na wose wunya na wode famu ho ye. Na no na na me ne wuche senka ube nya san hununum yi ani anisuade ho yi afa onyame asenyo no ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So lift up your hands and just pray that God reveal the cross to me.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 1 and then verse 14 says something about the Lord Jesus.
The
Bible says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. And then verse 16 says, of his fullness have we all received grace for grace? Can we say grace for grace?
Grace for grace.
Jesus is full of grace. And so every time his body is broken, blood comes out. But we know that because he is full of grace, it's not just physical blood which is coming out, but rather what he is full of is coming out through that shed blood.
Now, maybe biara Yesu, ye be buna na se ye di bibi baka ni nipedua no. E moja efi muba. Na nyese moja ye ni huara keke. Na mom adie wo ni munu ena ba bonti se moja edema ye.
So it is not just blood, but it is grace. Because he is full of grace. And ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to take advantage of these graces that comes out of the Lord Jesus, or that came out of the Lord Jesus, so that we will have grace upon grace and walk in an abundant supply of grace.
Now, me pesa woti asia se. Ena yeba benya enhunmu a ewo sa adom ye piese moje wo Kristo mu. Ama wenya adom e di akọ adom e di akọ adom.
Romans chapter 5 verse 17.
Roman fo ngoma tinum tichemu dunson.
For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, na much se, more.
Na se wo nipa ba ko so boni ebedi wiase so dia.
Much more those who receive abundance of grace.
And
the gift of righteousness will reign as kings in life.
Na wọn bɛ di hini saa ahemfo wɔ wiase yi mu.
How are they going to do it?
Ọmọ bɛ si dan ayɛ.
How are they going to reign as kings in life?
Ọmọ bɛ adan anya ihunumu anya ahenie no ɛwɔ wiase yi mu.
The Bible says that through that one man, Jesus Christ.
Na wɔ si yɛn am saa Kristo isunkuto.
I want to encourage all of us in the name of Jesus.
Na mi pɛ sɛ mi hyɛ yɛn nyinaa nkran wɔ Yesu din mu sɛ.
That Jesus has more grace for you than you have.
Na onyame wɔ adom bebree, Kristo wɔ adom bebree de ma nkɔ si nea wɔwɔ.
And he wants you to receive of his fullness.
Na ɔpɛ sɛ wonya ne mu die ne nyinaa.
So that you will reign in this life.
Sɛ bɛyɛ a wɔ wiase mu wobɛtumi adi so.
How do you reign as a king in this life? And have things under you and not things trying to conquer you.
Na wo be si dan etina wiase mu sa wohene a wo benya tumi wo nyoma nyina so na mo nyoma enya tumi wo so.
We have all been called to reign as kings in life.
Na ye nyina wo afre ye sa ye medi hene ewo Yesu mu.
The question is, how do we do it?
Na asem ne sa ye be si dan na ya ye.
I know that if I open it up, many of you are going to say many things.
Na say ade a me dey to wo say obi anka na dwun a ye be kan sem bebere.
And you can have 21 reasons or 21 ways that you can reign as a king.
Na wo betumi dey akwan huro bebere a wo betumi atena so wo hin na ba me ate.
You can have 50 ways qualifications to reign as a king.
Na wo betumi dey enyoma aduonum a ebetumi ama wagina sa wohene na wadi hene.
That you must be this and you must be that and you must know that and you must know that. I want to suggest to you that that is not the word of the Lord.
Na say e ka de beka sa sa na obedi hene ya wose wo yese ufia busua we mu utumi yese na so me ka sho sa wonyame asem no de ente sa.
You must know this and you must be conversant with that and you must be very good in this area also.
Na ebetumi aka cho sa wose sa busua we na ufri mu sa nimdie we na wose wunya. I was a wutumi who sad ye way as an awa betumi ayo hene.
But the scripture we just read is teaching us how we can reign as kings in life.
Na onyame asem no kyerɛ yɛn sɛ deɛ betumi ade hene awɔ saa asase
yi. He says that by receiving abundance of grace.
Na wɔse wobɛtumi adi hene wɔ berɛ a wonya saa adom mmoroso yi.
And the gift of righteousness.
Ɛne adom a ɛyɛ tereneeyɛ.
The gift of righteousness is received when you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior.
Na saa adom a yɛtere ne ne no ɛbɛba mu wɔ berɛ a wɔgye Kristo sɛ wo kra ne wagyenw.
Righteousness of Jesus is given unto you. You do not qualify for it.
Na Yesu tere ne yɛ no yɛ de ama wo na nya de a anka wo sɛ sɛ wo fata sɛ wo nya.
And it is a position in which you stand. You don't have righteousness today and then maybe when something happens you lose the righteousness. It's a position in which you stand.
Na ye tumi nka sɛ ɛnɛ yɛbɛfrɛ sɛ tirinwi ni ɔkyerɛ na wayɛ de bɔne yɛ ni sɛ wabɛgye Kristo adi deɛ ɛnyɛ na Kristo tirinwi yɛ no ɛda wo so.
It is always upon you.
Dan nyinaa ne tirinwi yɛ no ɛwɔ wo so.
And that is the way God sees you. He sees you like Jesus.
Na ohu wo te sɛ Nyankopɔn hu wo te sɛ Kristo.
He doesn't see you as you.
Na ohu wo sɛ wo ɔbɛnti anaa sumɛ.
So you must see yourself as God sees Jesus.
Na ɛwɔ sɛ wo hu wo ho sɛ Nyankopɔn wo hu Christopher.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says that you receive the gift of righteousness. What? In other words, be a Christian and be focused on what he gave you, his righteousness.
Na ɛno ti nea ɔka ne sɛ ma w'ani nye sɛ woyɛ Kristoni na ma w'ani ku hu sɛ woyɛ Kristoni na fa w'ani to nea a ɔde kyerɛ wo a ɔyɛ Kristo ne.
And then he says, receive abundance of grace.
Ɛna ɔsan se nya adom mmorosoɔ.
Not just grace.
Ɛnya adom kɛkɛ.
But plenty of it.
Adom bebrebe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you read it in the Greek, it's the word lambano and it is like reaching out. There are about three words that is translated received in the New Testament. This one, lambano, is an active receiving. It means that you must reach out, make an effort, and receive it. It's not sitting down and the thing is coming to you. No. But you reach out and you lambano, or you receive abundance of grace.
Na sa adumia wasi ji sa yaka wa Greek kasama so for se ye friend lambano. Na lambano na ni se won't nasi se yɛmfa adeɛ no megu so na mmom wobɛdi dwuma bi na woatumi atene wo sa na woagye saa adom no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to understand that if anybody should do well in life, it is by grace. Have you seen people who know so many things, but they are not reigning as kings in life? Have you seen people who are good in this area and good in that area, and they qualify by man's standards and by all the knowledge that they should have?
Yeah.
They know everything about business, but their business is not doing well.
Now, ebi mo homo nim die pa. Wo adwuma ye mu nim die, omo wo nim die pa. Na so mo adwuma enkoyi.
There are people who know everything about marriage. In order for your marriage to do well and succeed, you must be like this and know this and know that and know that. There are people who have all of this thing, but their marriage is not succeeding. I want to suggest to you that the Bible says that we reign as kings in life by the unmerited favor of God.
And
some people too, they don't know anything. They know just some few things here and there. They haven't been to all the schools that you know. Actually, they dropped out of school. But you see, they know how to lambano abundance of grace. And that is what will make you reign in this life. I am emphasizing all this to make you to understand that through Jesus, you qualify to reign in this life, not by anything, but by that one man. When you receive his righteousness and you receive of his fullness, grace upon grace, he says that you are ready to reign in life.
Now, me pass out here, see, I say, and then you are with him, and then you are with him, and then you are with him, and then you are with Papa Bakupe Sua, or ye Christo no man not domudo su one masono, or no na bep to me ama wedi ye.
Lift up your hands to heaven and say thank you to Jesus.
Kasa mfausakos naka se rademeda wasse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 22.
Luke as empathia dionumienu.
Verse 42.
Chichemu ebianayenu.
We want to see now the first sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Na ye pese ye hu adia.
Jesus' body was broken for the release of the grace in his blood in 7 ways.
The
first sprinkling or release of blood took place in Gethsemane.
Luke 22 and then verse
42.
Look at
saying, Father, if it be your will,
take
this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
Verse 44.
And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus, first of all, sweated blood to release grace for a strong, sin-resisting human will.
So
through the sweating of Jesus in Gethsemane, he was releasing grace for a strong human will. The first release of blood procured willpower grace for mankind.
Na adia yenya ye dikan wo Yesu moje figa samane mun se yenya tumi wo ye peso.
And we all say willpower grace.
Willpower grace.
Without that grace, your will is useless.
Na se wenya san dumi dia enye na wo pe no mfaso bi ani so.
Will is talking about your desires, what you really want.
Na ye kan wo pe
You can want something. You can desire something. You can have a big vision. You can have a big goal. But without this willpower grace that was released by the Lord Jesus, your desire will not come.
Let us explain
this.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Jesus, when He went to the cross to die, the whole thing started in Gethsemane. When He said, "Not my will, but your will be done," it was as if He had died.
Because
when a person surrenders to the death, he is as good as dead. So his dying on the cross started really in Gethsemane. At the moment He said, "Not my will, your will be done." We need to understand that God made all mankind as creatures of will. He didn't make us like robots. Robots are entities that are objects that are pre-programmed to behave in a certain way. They can't help it, but to go in that way that their programmer has programmed.
Now you can robot to me a machine be an answer de bia and say nipa hwe foma obe ho an e di bibia to nani so say go here.
Robots, they don't have control over the direction. They don't have controls. But God did not make human beings like that. But of course, you know the devil, he doesn't like human beings to exercise their will, and so he wants to destroy the creation of God and create or turn human beings into robots who cannot control things, who cannot help themselves, but to go a certain direction that the devil programs their lives to go.
Now, oppressor, the oppressor, saw a pen and yaminya ma yani edibaya juma. On the other hand, say wabe miyemya nyumebi wa yabra bomwa. Ekwanya oppressor ya fanu ya be fanu sa.
So he likes to fix us to His world, the devil's world, fix us in such a way that you can't help it. That is how I've programmed you. From the time that man sinned, our world got so destroyed that we could not help it but to go to one direction,
death. Now,
tell the person sitting by you, don't be a robot. God created you with a strong will. Look at the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 19.
Romans chapter 7 verse 19.
And we want to learn the destruction that the devil brought into man's life when humankind changed. And the mystery of iniquity entered into man, and man could not help but to go in the direction or the will of the devil, which is destruction in the end.
Now, me pese yesu bibi obronsam de ye yen wo bra nipa ton ne pe edema obrunsam na obrunsam esesan yenyoma bia yenyoma nyina ye nyina ede ye kwaja owuo ni oseyim.
Look at verse 19. For the good that I will to do,
o se papa na me pesa me ye no,
I do not do,
mintumi nye,
but the evil I will not to do, that I practice,
o se na boni na me pesa me ye no eno na me ye.
Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good.
And
verse 22 says, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. In other words, Paul is saying that I have gotten to a situation where the things that I want to do, I don't have control to get it done.
Now Paul can say, makodo pempesobia, enyume womi mu papa na me pesa me yanu mintu minye.
My will is not strong enough and grace enough to be able to do the things that, the good things that I want to do. He cries about his condition. And he says, who will deliver me from this condition? Where I am programmed not to do the things that I want to do. He says, thanks be to God who did it through Jesus.
Now I see,
how did the Lord Jesus do it? When he said that, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
Hallelujah.
He was countering the kind of thing that our first parent, the first Adam, had established. The first Adam said in the Garden of Eden, that God, not your will, but mine, Adam's will be done. And the last Adam, Jesus, in order to reverse the things,
Hallelujah.
Said that, Lord, your will,
Hallelujah.
Not my will,
Hallelujah.
Be done.
Now, when you Christo can answer me, and this is a debia, a see what he didn't true more bra, Adam can say, when you know what pen man try answer. Na fa mi mi nipa me pe no fa ya de na no na sesa nyoma ko simpempen so bia Adam a otwato ne ba ya obeka se wo gesemani tro num se onyame enyame me me pe na mom wo onyame wo pe na enye ho.
So in Gethsemane, Jesus sweated blood to buy back our weakened world,
Hallelujah.
That had become a slave to Satan.
Na wo Gethsemane no Christo ti fi frema mo je fi no amasa e pe na.
And through his blood, grace is released for our will to take charge of our affairs.
Now, when you move jamunu so adumia pia, ema ye tumia ye betumia nya yepe na ye betumia dinio mebi.
So now, when you receive this abundance of grace, whatever thing that you desire, you are able to get it done,
yes.
Because now you are in charge.
Yes.
Now you are reigning as a king in life.
Yes.
Now your destiny, so to speak, is not controlling you.
Yes.
Whatever thing that have been planned for you by the devil is no more in charge.
Yes.
Now it is the grace of the Lord,
Hallelujah.
That has strengthened your will,
Hallelujah.
For it to perform, yeah. And for the things that you desire to be fulfilled in your life.
Now I fear dear Obrunsamu ni usubium. Na afe dia Kristo mo jana ma wenya tumi a ubetumi dia jina akase adie we ya mi pese mi ye metumi aye sisi a won tumi kase papa mi pese mi ye nu mi tumi nye esa se Kristo mo jana to wo pene dia ma wa ni a wo pese wo ye nu ubetumi aye.
So receive grace into your will.
Eno ti masa domini bi emra wo pei mu.
Let me show you what happened to Peter. Peter, before Jesus Christ went to the cross, and indeed even to Gethsemane, he said that, Lord, I will never deny you. I'll literally die with you.
Now Peter, yeah, I'll catch you. And Sakura no beko Gethsemane, yako asenyo anuswasi wonya Christo mene wa minya uhoda.
He said, although everybody will deny you, as for me, Peter, my will is that I will never deny you. That is what is in my spirit. And I'm going to stand with you, Jesus.
Now I say, now what you make out your crystal? So be it a hawk, pa, me pita. I dear will be more enemy penny, sir. Made you watch it. na medi wachi so sa.
Jesus was telling Peter that, Peter, you see, the problem is that that will of yours doesn't have the grace to do what you desire.
Nah.
Say, your spirit is willing. The things that you want to do, yes, it's fine. But you need to pray for grace to be able to enter your will, that desire of yours, so that you will truly not deny me. Did Peter pray? He didn't pray. He slept.
Nah, brother Peter. O se Yesu bo nyina Yesu medi wachi Yesu hwe ni din o se Peter sa wo peye wo mu aye pao na mo mu ni sa adoma ho de na obetumi ade aye de a esesa wo ye no emra bra Peter kan we nyina na nka nya hwe se bra Peter be bom pa ye na nka sa wo peye a waka se wo di be di Yesu achi abem bra Peter mere su se ye mom pa ye na bra Peter da.
See, the old world of man that the devil destroyed doesn't have the power to live victoriously in this life.
Na sa epena wo ye mu ahyase na obrunsam wi aye no sa peno e maye tumi fa ntena enni nkuni wa abrabo imu.
Until we pray for grace.
Ko sisa ye be bom pa ye so onyame adom ne nyakese wo ye so.
That is what Hebrews chapter 6 verse 16 says.
Na sa Hebrew fo nguma tin se cheche mu dunsia ne ka.
He says the same thing Jesus said to Peter.
Na e ka sa sam na ra Yesu ka kire Peter ne se.
He says that, let us come boldly to the throne of grace.
Ase mu ma ye fa kukudro e ma sa aduma himwe ye.
So that we will lambano grace.
Se be ya ye betumi nya sa adome.
In the Greek is the same word, lambano. We will obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Now we say, yeah, for sir, I didn't know, sir, he went in him. I'm a year to me, and I'm doing a woman, bro. Now you're to me, the idea, as I say, yeah, yeah.
The way to receive this abundance of grace in order for you to live victoriously and have the things deep in your heart being fulfilled is for you to lambano this grace, this abundance of grace by praying.
Now,
praying. Praying. It is not the power of your will, the pastor. As for me, I will never do this. Pastor, as for me, I will never sin. Pastor, as for me, although everybody will do this, me, I will be faithful to the Lord. It is not the power of that will, but you must have grace intermingling with that will so that you will reign as a king in this life.
Now, sebeya ube tumienya upeno. Na tumi aye adwuma na onyame pe abem wa abrabom ne de na nsesa wode yakwadro e wose wo bompa ye se onyame sa dumi a wode dumi ebetumi ama magina menan so na ne a mesusu wo makoma mu se meye metumi aye no ma sa dum ne nyakese wo meso eno ansa wo betumi edi hene wa ewiase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to pray for grace.
E wose ye bompa ye wo sa dumi.
Look at the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebrew fo nguma tidu
and then verse 9.
Chichemunkro.
Hebrews 10 verse 9.
Hebrew fonguma tidu chichemunkro.
Then he said,
na wakase,
behold, I come to do your will, O God.
Erade mabasa mebabe ye wo pe.
This is Jesus talking. I have come to do your will, O God.
Na weye Yesu awakasa o si erade mabasa mebabe ye wo pe.
The will of God.
Onyame ne pe.
Says that he takes away the first. What is the first?
Now we see what you need the kind of nebisa say. And then another kind of.
He takes away the first that he may establish the second. What is the second?
Now we see what fad and near the kind of a man near to sum yenu to me sinipi.
Look at verse 10.
Yes.
By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Now we say what's happening, mono. Yenya esan Christo ni pedria odebo afori ade maye preko peno.
The Bible is telling us that Jesus Christ took away a first world.
Now Bible mayeti asese Christo offer a pena edikano.
A first world that was not good in the sight of God.
Now opena edikana na enya wonyame anim no.
That he will establish a second world.
Se baye awade a pena etusumienu no beba.
A world that is strengthened by grace.
Na sa adumana sa epena adumpe enebetumi ama ejina.
And verse 10 says that by that will of Jesus, when he said, and not my will, but your will be done in Gethsemane, by that will, we are sanctified and put. Sanctified just means set apart. We are put in a position where we are no more controlled by the first will, but now through the will of Jesus, surrendered to God, we are controlled by a second will.
Na sa adia Kristo ye wa Gethsemane no se oka se onyame wo pe na enye na nyame me pe no ama onyame ye ye sinchan a wade ono ne pe no na ebe ye yemu adwuma ama ne ayede yensa be sase no ye betumi awi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The New Testament is called a new world.
Na apam foforo no ye fre ne se ope foforo.
It is God's desire that he has written down, God's will that he has written down for us. And we respond to the New Testament by our will that has received grace, so that what God has willed for you and what he has desired for you, that you live a victorious life, that you are in charge, that you reign as a king in life, by receiving grace into your will, you are able to meet this new will of God we call the New Testament, and we are able to practicalize it in our lives, that we do well and fulfill the will of God in our day, in our time.
Now and now, ya penna ya twatene ni yakofa apamfofro a eyo nyame akwan pen aba ya bra bom ninti yetumi nyatumi woni aye ye nyina so esanse ya bompa ye ya dompa ye ni se emra meshe ye ye penu mu na wonyame pen a ya apamfofro pen emram ma yetumi anante wonasem nu wonapam nu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.